require state employees to return to in-office work passes the state assembly. The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nadwoski, says the Evers administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. And Janesville's the winner of the statewide 2025 Best Tasting Tap Water Competition. Janesville won the People's Choice Award for Best Tasting Drinking Water at the American Water Works Association National Conference in Las Vegas in 2024 and will represent Wisconsin at the 2026 conference in Washington, D.C.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Current temperature is 54.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning. Dave Grant showing you. It is indeed 6:01. Feels like I just went to bed or something. Oh, wait. Packers game was last night. And then an early wake up for some shenanigans as well. So, yeah, I'm wide awake. Not, but I'll find some caffeine here soon. And, you know, we're just ready to rock and roll. It is Friday morning, and we're going to just hang out with Aerosmith and a little bit of Dream on Max FM.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone.
Sing for the year, sing for the laugh, and sing for the tear. Sing away. Maximum Hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Friday morning. It is going on 6:09 a.m. Yes, it's still a little bit dark outside. We are going to take a look at that full weather forecast. There's patchy fog possible this morning. I did not see any coming into the studio this morning, but if anyone has any reports of how conditions are in the listener area, text us and let us know. 608-355-9970. Once that fog clears up, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 64. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms to start the day, turning partly sunny with a high of 82. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 62. On Sunday, sunny and warm with a high of 85. Currently, it is 53 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. Lots of things happening today. You can hear my voice is a little bit raspy this morning. Yes, trying to not get too excited during that Packers game last night. We'll just leave it at that. Chris Hovland and I will break that Packers game down at 8:35 this morning. At 7:10, Emily's going to join me, and we're going to talk about a porch pirate of unique proportions. It's 7:40. We are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone celebrating locally, text those in 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. And at 8:10, we're going to talk about AI and how to know if AI wrote somebody's resume. Yeah, that one's kind of interesting as well. Calendar day is right around 8:20 as well. We have our big deal of the day up over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Half off a $20 certificate to Main Street Books in Reedsburg. This $20 certificate's towards books, your price, just $10 today with our big deal of the day. Go check that out over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. And all right, I was watching my news feed early this morning among some other things, and this one's, shall we say, interesting. A Walmart in western Pennsylvania has banned a 6-year-old local man from bringing in his emotional support alligator into the store. The man claims they've been going to Walmart for over 3 years without an issue, but Walmart says gators aren't welcome inside stores. Here's the gator's owner, Wesley Silva, talking about some places he has taken his pet gator in the past.
We've gone to restaurants. We've been to Denny's, where she's a star there. She gets VIP treatment. We've been out to Bob Evans. We've been out to the Wagon Wheel. It's been very positive, and I was really taken back by that. You know, I just go with the flow.
So, yes, Wesley has banned from taking his pet alligator, also known as his emotional support alligator, to Walmart. And, you know, Walmart in Pennsylvania said, you know, we've had enough of your pet alligator coming into the store with us. And he does have a sweater for his pet alligator as well. And, you know, that is just weird. And Walmart said, the safety of our customers and associates is our highest priority. We welcome service animals to our stores, but it's unacceptable to expose members of the public to potential danger. Now, Silva got that alligator from a neighbor who couldn't care for it anymore, and then they gave it to him. Apparently, this alligator spends its day in a pool outside and nights inside a bathtub of water. So, yes, apparently he's got some other reptiles around there, a leopard gecko, a Komodo dragon, an Oshland slink, and a second alligator. Apparently, he has a dog as well. He's a pastor at his local church. And so he is doing his best to care for all of these animals. But yeah, I'm thinking a emotional support alligator. I don't know that I would feel that comfortable with it. And I just can't imagine having an alligator swimming around in my bathtub while I'm trying to sleep. I'm just like, I don't think so. So each to their own. But I just, this was very interesting to say the least. I can say I've seen some interesting things going into Walmart and emotional support alligator. So far, not one of those, but hey, I'm good with that. Don't need to see it. I'm going to just say alligators can stay in the water where they belong. That's my humble opinion this morning. We're going to get you back into some more great music with Cheap Trick. I want you to want me on Max FM.
I want you to want me.
mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride. In a world made of steel, made of stone, where I hear the music, close my eyes, feel the rhythm, wrap around, take a hold of my heart. What a feeling, keeps believing, I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life. Take your passion and make it happen, it does come alive, you can dance right through your
and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:21 on Friday morning. We'll have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments. It is cloudy, it looks like, outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. Thank you to Ben for our fog report. There is moderate fog between Wisconsin Dells and Baraboo. We'll find out any additional details and pass those along to folks. So yes, fog is in the area. If you're on the boat, give yourself an extra few minutes to go where you need to go. And remember, make sure you have your headlights on, also known as your low beams and not your high beams, so everyone can see you. Just because you can see does not mean that everyone can see you. Thank you again for Ben for giving us that update via 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. We appreciate Ben letting us know what's going on. And maybe Action 12 News will let him borrow the red blazer as well and be an honorary member of that today. Spinal 2 Tap, The End Continues, hits theaters today. The soundtrack also dropped today, and apparently Paul McCartney will cover the classic song, Cups and Cakes. Here's part of when Paul discovers there's a similarity to one of his classics, a Penny Lane-style trumpet. So yes, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, hits theaters today. And here's Cups and Cakes.
Cups and cakes, cups and cakes. Oh, what good things Mother makes. You've got to take tea, won't you take it with me? What a gay time it will be. We'll be right back. Oh, this sounds familiar. I've heard this somewhere before. Cups and cakes. Cups and cakes.
So, yes, Paul McCartney with Cups and Cakes. And Cups and Cakes was a song before they were Spinal Tap. What was the name of the earlier band? Answer, the Theismen. Probably like you, we've seen the movie countless times. So, yes, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. Today it hits theaters. That is kind of going to be interesting to see how that movie goes. I am not going to be able to go see it tonight. But, yes, that's a good one. And just, it's funny when Paul McCartney realizes that during the middle of that. And so, yes, thank you to Paul for noticing that as well. As always, we get a chuckle out of some of the things that happen in our world with our musicians as well. And, you know, as I look outside the window this morning, I'm looking up at the sky, and it almost has kind of a cotton candy look to it. See a little bit of blue. I see some pink clouds out there. And, you know, these are the things that I notice as I'm looking outside the window here at the studio this morning. And now I'm very curious what the sunrise looks like around the other side of the building. Now I'm thinking, maybe I should sneak out front and go look. But then, of course, I won't get back upstairs in time. I'll be out of breath. You know, all the things to start our morning. This is what happens when we stay up late and watch the Packer games on a school night, right? And we will break down that Packer game with Chris Hovel right around 8:35 this morning. The Packers did pull off a win last night, and I saw a couple of interesting things in that game, to say the least. And so we'll talk about all that at 8:35 with Hanging with Hovel and Dave, and looking forward to having him here. We will also be talking again on Monday. We'll kind of just break down what happened over the weekend with the NFL and preview the upcoming game for the Packers as well. So we will have Hovel here today, Monday, and then again next Friday. And so, yeah, we're keeping tabs on everything Packers. We got the Brewers getting back underway as well. We're going to have a full look at sports and weather next on Max FM.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day, Main Street Books. Get ready for some back-to-school reading at this downtown Reedsburg gem as they celebrate 17 years. Their bargain card is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the read in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books today. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year, it feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on, but it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Current temperature is 54.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
I wanna head off, but they won't slow down the roundabout. I sold the ring while the TV said, don't wanna be around when this gets out. So why don't you use it? Try not to bruise it. Buy time, don't lose it.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:36 on Friday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Patchy fog to start today, turning partly sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those will be after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 64. On Saturday morning, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms to start the day, gradually clearing to partly sunny with a high of 82. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 62. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 85. Currently, it is 52 degrees. And a little bit of fog and clouds outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. If you have any fog reports that you want to pass along or anything else, you can always text us 608-355-9970 or text via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM and tap that text button. You can also leave us a voice memo as well. As I'm looking outside the studios this morning, pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo so far. Not much activity on Broadway, so you should be able to get to where you need to go on time this morning. Calm winds as well. I don't even see the flags moving this morning, so that tells you how calm those winds really are this morning. And I always enjoy watching the people walking their dogs by in the morning. So I saw a few of those going by this morning. And then the one case, I'm not sure who was walking who. I definitely felt bad for that guy because he had two dogs and they were on a mission. Let's put it that way. A 13-year-old kid in Kansas mowed lawns all summer to save up money to buy a dirt bike. Turns out the bike that he bought was stolen. He had to give it back and was out all of that money. The guy that the bike belonged to started a GoFundMe to get him an even better dirt bike. Here's Noah Bradley and his dad, Zach, and the rightful owner of the dirt bike, Glenn Tomoto, talking about this.
I had a plan for how to make money in the winter, how to make money in the summer, and it's very industrious.
And I was just, like, bewildered. It is insane. Like, it is horrible.
So happy to have my bike back, but I just could not get the fact that there was a 13-year-old boy in Kansas that had put his hard-earned money into this bike. And him and his dad, I consider friends for life.
What? I'm going to get a new dirt bike. Turns out better than I thought it was going to be. Stolen to a brand new dirt bike.
So that is a pretty cool end to that story, that the 13-year-old kid in Kansas mowed lawns all summer long to save money up for that dirt bike, bought it, finds out that the bike is stolen, he had to go back to the rightful owner, and then he's out all that money. But then the owner set up that GoFundMe for him, and then he got a new dirt bike. Some very good people in this world, as Emily and I always talk about during our morning show. It's about putting the best foot forward, being kind. And now there's going to be some lifelong friends there after this story. That is so neat to hear a story like that, that the guy felt that bad for that kid. And then he also said, hey, let me help you out with this, because this is not a good thing for you after doing all of this work, saving all of that money up, and then having that happen. So kudos to him as well. Just such a neat story at the end of the day, and it just makes me smile to hear about that guy helping that person out. So yes, so neat story there. Coming up at 7:10, Emily will be joining me in studio. Shenanigans will ensue today. We are going to talk about this unusual porch pirate. This video was crazy as well. At 7:40, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. And if you have a birthday or anniversary that you want to text in, you can do so now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. At 8:10, we're going to talk about four tells that AI wrote your resume. These are pretty funny. 8:20, we will have calendar days. And then at 8:35, Chris Hovel will join me. And we're going to break down that Packer game against the Commanders last night. As we all know, the Packers did win that game, so the Packers are starting out their season 2-0. They had a short turnaround after 4 days, and we also did see a player sustain an injury last night as well. We'll talk about that and the amount of time that he's going to be out. Don't forget, we have our big deal of day happening over at maxfmbigdeals.com. This is a good one. I have to go get one of these yet. We have half off of $20 certificates towards books at Main Street Books in Reedsburg. Today, that certificate's just $10. Main Street Books has used books for sale and exchange. They sell a variety of bookmarks, postcards, book pins, and other treasures. So you can get some books, and you can get some other great deals while you're there as well. Main Street Books is putting the read in Reedsburg. Go take a look at this deal. Can't go wrong with this. You get a chance to buy $20 worth of books for just $10 only in Reedsburg today. Shop local, save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. Thank you to Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, and music by Billy Joel on Max FM.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, September 13th, the Baraboo Axe Coalition will be presenting the Celebrate Sauk event. It's a celebration of cultures through food, music, and dance. It's going to take place on the downtown Baraboo Square along with the Farmers Market. You can learn more details by visiting the BaraboOaxeCoalition.org/events. This will be happening from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. again, September 13th, on the square in downtown Baraboo. And Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village will be hosting the Heritage Day Rendezvous. This event will take you back to a time before phones, computers, running water, electricity, and it all happens at the authentic mid-1800s log village nestled just east of Reedsburg. Again, this Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village will take place on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. For more details, visit their website, rahspv.com. And Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. This will be on Sunday the 14th and every second Sunday of the month. Made to order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and more. It's a great opportunity to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be 8 a.m. until noon, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Mike Y here from Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. I want to tell you about a beautiful mid-century colonial home I have listed at 420 14th Street, Baraboo. It will blow your mind with its 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 2-car attached garage. It has an oversized yard with beautiful mature landscaping and a 3-season room. Patrick, take it away.
I wanted to let you know about a recent price reduction on my listing at 332 4th Ave. This property is fresh on the market and sits in a prime location. It's a fantastic opportunity and move-in ready for the right buyer with convenient locations near schools, shops, and downtown Baraboo. For more information, check out greatdaybrokers.com.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Friday night I crashed your party. Saturday I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again. I was only having fun, wasn't hurt.
Maximum hits, Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is going on 6:53 on Friday morning. Coming up at 7:10, Emily is going to join me in Shenanigans Will Ensue. We have all sorts of fun. We have an unusual porch pirate we're talking about at 7:10. Celebrating celebrity birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. If you know anyone celebrating locally this weekend, text those in now. 608-355-9970. At 8:10, we're going to tell you how you can show that AI wrote somebody's resume. And at 8:35, hanging with Havel and Dave, we're going to break down the Packers-Commanders game. And we're going to talk about an injury that is going to definitely impact the Packers for a few weeks, a couple of months, actually. So that's at 8:35. We'll get you back into some more great music with Toad the Wet Sprocket on Max FM.
Nothing so loud. Hearing when we lie. Truth is not kind. You said neither am I. And the air outside so soft. The heat.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police still looking for the gunman in the shooting of activist Charlie Kirk. The FBI has released photos of the man they think was responsible and video showing a man running on the roof of a campus building and jumping off after the single gunshot was fired. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the aftermath.
Amid outrage over graphic videos online, TikTok now vowing to remove images of Kirk's shooting. While in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's widow returning home with her husband's body, escorted by Vice President J.D. Vance, who described Kirk as a true friend.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has jumped to the highest level in nearly 4 years.